Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Harav Eliezer Chaim ben Esther Sima. Torah Kedosha talks in the beginning of Parshas Tazria about a woman who gives birth. She's Tumea for 7 days, and then on the 8th day, the Bris. And then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Dalid, Rishalshim Rishalshim Yateshiv is made Tahara, 33 days she sits on her blood of purification. B'chodesh Tosiga, V'alamitus Lotzah, V'alamotzah, made Tahara. She should not touch any holy thing. She shouldn't go to the mikdash until she completes her days of purification. So she has 7 unclean days and 33 clean days of tahara. But during those clean days, she's now allowed to go into the mikdash and eat kodesh. So, and then vayter when she has any keva, so then she's tamei for 2 weeks, and then she has 66 days of tamei tahara. So Rashi says, what does Teshev mean? Teshev is Lashon, what does it mean? Teshev is made to her, Lashon HaKava. She is remaining. Teshev HaKadosh, Teshev HaLeneh Mamre. She's remaining. That's what Rashi says. But Ramban, so she remains, but made to her. The Ramban writes, what's this Teshev? So he says, the Teshev means, what is she being held back from? She's being held back from going to the Mikdash and they're eating Kodesh. But the Kasha is, the Rambam's Merames, the Ramban is Merames to a Kasha, that it already says that at the end of the Pasuk. So how can Teshev is made to Hala mean that she is being prevented, being held back from Kodesh and Mikdash when it says that at the end of the Pasuk? So Teshev must mean something else. So what does he say Teshev means? See, so he says Teshev is made to Hala means she remains with pure, pure blood, that she remains with her husband. She can have relations with her husband. Yamim Rabim Teshvili Lo Tizni Vlo Tili Ish, because a woman who sleeps with her husband is called Yosheves Lo. So that's the Ramban's Pshat, that it's the Teshev is not that she's being held back from Kachim, the Teshev is that she's sitting with her husband, she's remaining with her husband. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Loshan HaKov, and he doesn't say it's with her husband. And the Chorah is like the Ramban says, she's being held back from Mikdash and Kodesh. But again, it says that at the end of the Pasuk. Zeich Nasbira Tivrei Rashi. Agav HaMorei Nevuchim Kotev Ke'en Tivrei Rashi B'chelek Aleph Perek Yud Aleph Uvav HaMalbim Gam Tzich Leva'er Kach Makshe Morei Nevurabeinu הגויין רב דוד זצ"ל שעל פיו אנחנו לומדים את פרשת השבוע דרך כלל בשיעורים שלנו, לפחות בזמן האחרון. אז זה צריך גם לבאר, ועיין בזה במלבים, that first it says, תשב בדמי טהרה, and then in Pasuk when talking about the Nekeva, it says, תשב על דמי טהרה, the 66 days are על. So why the first time ב, and the second time על? It's a great דיוק. אז נראה לבאר כך שהראשונים, אבן עזרא, הרמב"ן, החינוך במצווה קס"ו ועוד ועוד, חתרו לבאר את טעם השינוי. So they try to understand what's the difference between לידס הזוכר and לידס הנקבה. Why is there a difference between the birth of a male and the birth of a female? That a zachar, she becomes totally pure after 40 days, 33 and 7. And in a cave after 80 days, 66 and 14. 14 and 66. They're trying to understand what's the difference. Ayin sham b'divrehem. Aval lo biyaru harishonim klal et tam ha-shinui b'mispar yamei ha-tehara she-tehora hi b'hem le-ba'ala o le-chulin. They didn't explain the Yamei Tahara. In other words, what's the difference? Why 40 and 80? Very nice, but they didn't explain why the 33 and 66, that she's permitted to her husband and she's permitted to eat chulin. So how do you explain the 33 and the 66? That also requires a reason. So how do the Rishonim not discuss it? And in their teretz as to why it's 40 and 80, they don't explain the Yemei Tahara. As kam ze tzrich lavin. As mizeh nira mevo'ar, she Yemei HaTehara, she Teorai lebe'ala, af al pi she ra'ata dam be'otam yamim, einam inyan b'fnei atzmo, she yeshno be'otam yamim. So from the fact that the Rishonim weren't bothered by the days of Tahara, it would appear that she's pure to her husband, even though she saw blood in those days. This is not an independent matter. It's not an inyan bifnei atzmoi. It's not independent, these 33 and 66. Rather, it flows and is connected to the fact that these are days that are shaykh to the Gemar Yemei Tahara shel Tumas HaLeida Bameh she'eina nitheret lakadoshim behava'at korbana ela b'gmar otam hayamim. It flows from the fact that these are days that are shaykh to the conclusion of the days of purity of Tumas HaLeida, in that she is not pure for kachim and bringing her carbon right afterwards, she brings her carbon until the end of those days. In other words, the din of those days of bringing the carbon and pure tahara are not just days. Eino rak shehu yizman letahara lekodeshim. Not just days of purity for Kachin, that we say that she needs a Shihu Yizman of 33 days, or 66 days for her, 33 for a Zachar, 66 days for an Akeva, until the Havas HaKarban, which is the Gemar HaTahara. But rather, it's not just a Shihu Yizman, she's not just waiting. These days are part and parcel of the creation of the Tahara. This is part of the Tara, as we said before. Novea v'kashur ha'davar l'ma shehem yamim ha'shayachim l'gmar yamei ha'tehara shel tumat ha'leida. It's connected to the fact that this paves the way for the purity. So she's not just waiting around until she becomes pure. This is part and parcel of the purification process. Like the Gemara calls it yamei tehara. These are days of purity. And therefore, you need these days for the Gemara Tara. So these are unique days because they are part of the Maisa Tara Gemura Shela. V'inyan zeh hu demashvei b'yamim elu mitzius l'tahara. These special days are part of our Maisa Tara. And this creates in these days a mitzius of tahara, through which Eina nitmeis bedamim, she doesn't become tmeya. And those days that her mitzius vis-a-vis Tumas Nida is in a process of purity towards Tumas Nida. In other words, the first 7 days she's like a Nida, as the pasuk says, "Kimeni das vosatitma," and now she's in a mahalach of purity. Now the next 33 days are part of the purification process from that being anida. And of course, this is all parenthetically according to the Man D'Amar, nida 33, 35b, which we'll get to that gemara mir tishem. That it's one mayan, that all the blood, the Dmei Tahara, the Dmei Tumah, the Dmei Tahara, it all comes from one source. Because if the Tahara comes because it's a different Mayan, in other words, now the blood is coming from somewhere else, that's why she's Tahara. And it's not Dmei Nida, then what we're saying isn't true. We're assuming this is the same as Dmei Nida. So she had her Dam Nida the first 7 days. And now she is in the process of being purified from that Dmei Nida. And all the blood that comes from that same place is going to be pure vis-a-vis her husband and not vis-a-vis the Mikdash and Kodesh. ויותר מבואר הדבר לפי מה דחזינן, שאין דין כללי שראיית דם מתמטה, שיש רק ראיית דם נידות עם דינים של נידות, וראיית דם של זבנים של זבה ותראה דבר בימים. So we see the fact that there's no general din, that the seeing of blood, the experience of an emission, is metame a woman. No, not the blood itself. If it's during the nida time, right, there's 7 days of nida and 11 days of zava. So if it's during the Nida period, so then she's a Nida. Today we don't have Zava, she's always a Nida whenever she sees blood. But biblical times, and when Mashiach comes, so then there's Dam Nidus, there's 7 days of Dam Nida, and then at the end of the 7 days, as long as she's pure, she can be Toivel. And then there's Dam Zava, Shomer Siyam Keneged Yom, and then if she sees 3 days, she needs 7 days, of seven clean days. Akopanim, this Riyaz Dam is Dam Nida, Dam Zava. It's Talibi Yamim. Shimeim Yamei Nida, Rei Nida, Yamim Zava, Rei Zava. So it's Klape the days, not Klape the blood with the days. And therefore it could very well be Shimeim Yamei Tahara. If these are days of purification, this is part of the purification. Again, like Chazal called it, the days of purification. That there's a special chalois shem on these days of being days of purification. They are neither Yemei Nida, nor Yemei Ziva, and Memela, the woman is not impure to her husband, and to Chulin, when it comes to Chulin also, she doesn't contaminate the food. Because it's not the right days, it's not the Riyaz Dam that's Metame, it's the Riyaz Dam in the times of Nida and Ziva, and it's now not the time of Nida and Ziva. Because this is part of her, these days are part of the purification process. ומשום כך, אם רק ישנו טעם על הזמן של גמר הטהרה, שחלוקה בזה לידת זכר מלידת נקבה. So if there's a discrepancy, a difference between the time of the end of the purification process for a boy versus a girl, the birth of a boy versus the birth of a girl, שרי כנל היותה בזמן של ימים לטהרה הוא שפועל את ימי הטהרה. לכן שפיר לא פרשו שנים אלה תחילות בין גמר ימי הטהרה ולא ישנו כלפי משך ימי הטהרה. So once we explain the 40 and the 80, that it's finished for the boy at 40 and finished for the girl at 80, so that's also going to explain the 33 and the 66. Because the 33 and the 66 are part of that process of getting to 40 and 80. Being in these days of Tahara are Poel the Tahara. So if you could tell me why she's pure after 80 days. After 40 days and after 80 days, so that will also include the 33 and the 66, because that's part of the process. So all they have to explain is why she's pure at the end of 40 and the end of 80. Not the 33 and the 66. V'inyan zeh mevo'ar yoter בפירוש השלישי של הרמב"ן על הפסוק תשב בדמי טהרה, מסביר הרמב"ן שהוא משום שהאישה בימי ראייתה תיקרא נידה בעבור שינדוה וירחקוה כל בני אדם ויושבת בדד, לא תספר עם בני אדם כלל, וכו'. והיה משדות לשבת באוהל מיוחד, ולכך אמר הכתוב בכאן, כי גם 33 ימים תשב בדמי טהרה על מושבה, אשר ישבה בימי נידות הלידה, והזהיר בלב שלא תיגע בחודש ולא תבוא על המקדש. The Ramban says that we know that when a woman is in nida, what does the word nida mean? The word nida means she is menuda, she is being distanced. In the days of her menstruation, she is shunned because she was avoided, kept distant from all people. As the Ramban explains more, and there was a custom of Nida women to sit in a special tent. This being the intent, I think that's what the Ethiopian, until very recently, the Ethiopian Jews. As Rachel said to Lavan, don't be angry at me, I can't get up. It's derech nashim li. So it was their custom that a woman shouldn't walk. Therefore she can't get up. She doesn't want to step even on the ground. She's in Nida. And that's why the Torah is more stringent in regard to what the Nida sits on and lies upon, Mishkav and Moshev. Because both the person who touches them and his begadim are rendered impure. As we see later, 15:21-23. Then with respect to touching, the person is rendered impure, but not this. They're in Pasuk Tes. Similarly, with regard to a mitzayra, it says, alone, without the camp, is padad yeshi mechutz l'machane. So also yeshev, shouldn't even walk. So for another 33 days, she sits in the blood of purification, and the same she sat for the 7 days of impurity on account of the childbirth. And in addition to that, in addition to just sitting there, not moving, so she's also now allowed to touch hallowed things, or eat them as a karis if she eats them. She's now allowed to come into the mikdash, these 33 and 66 require she sit alone. So why does the pasuk define her that way when that's really not her din? So based on what it's telling us is that mitzad her mitzias bimei tahara imis umatzav kishel kol nida. V'lechein hanaga mitziutit sheyeshna klapei mitziut hanida sheyam bimei tahara. Ela shemikol makom al yidei heyota biikuv tahara hanei shebetoch imi shel tahara hi. Notice her Metzius hasn't changed. She is still in this pure. It's not over. The Nida's days are not yet over. She is still Metzius of being in this purification process. And it's not over. It's not like now she's totally pure. So she's not literally the same as a Nida. But the pasuk defines her that way in order to tell us that mitzad her mitzias, she is like Anita. And therefore she should really sit there like Anita. But since she is in the days of Tahara, so that allows her in the meantime to be with her husband and not to be Mitamei Chulin. But she still hasn't yet totally exited her days of Nida. And that's why it says that this is also Gam b'shloshim yom v'shloshes yamim teshev v'dmei tahara moshav asher yashva b'mei nidus haleida. She stays in the same place because this is all part of the process of Tahara. She's not. So Mirtzah Hashem, this is a stage one of our journey. And with this we can understand the Gemara Nida and Laf Lamed Hei. On the base, we're going to see Pshat in the Gemara, hopefully, seeing it flows, and a lot more. So please, I ask you, sweet friends, please remain on this dial, WALLY on your AM dial, 51.7. The WALLY for, it's like my name, and 51.7 is about my age. In any event, so I thank you so much for listening, and we have a lot more to say, so please stay tuned. Hashem should just give us the life, the health, the simchas chaim, the koach. The financial means everything we need in order to continue, and we will be'ezrat Hashem tanser rayim to zom gevaldik inyanim. This was just the setting the stage. This is, you know, the number 1-2 hitter, and then we get to the meat of the lineup, Amir to Hashem. Get to the Gemara, and we'll see the flow. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.